May 30th, 2014, 11 people died in an attack on a church in the Central African Republic. The number of occasions on which terrorists from one religion attack another is sadly high. Bangui, Central African Republic. I'd wager that the Central African Republic, or CAR, CAR, does not register high on anyone's radar, not even those who specialize in Africa. Like many nations on that continent, it is a former French colony which is not in good shape. Note, I know that Western occupation did indeed lead to many ills and atrocities. Can we please acknowledge that in most cases, decades of independence have given us brutal dictators and others, much of which should not be blamed on the West? So for most of you, it is probably dismissed as yet another African nation suffering from poor governance, poverty, the effects of climate change, etc., etc., etc. In this, you would not be wrong, as it is indeed beset with all those problems. To this, we have to add what sure looks like terrorism as well. When it comes to conflict across Africa, there are many different types, as my recent podcasts have been taking a stab at illustrating. Some are best seen as civil wars between ethnic, racial, or socioeconomic groups. Others are driven by disputes over land, such as that between the Dogon, farmers, and the Fulani, herders, in many parts of the Sahel. And just as a reminder, the Sahel consists of northern Senegal, southern Mauritania, central Mali, northern Burkina Faso, the extreme south of Algeria, Niger, the extreme north of Nigeria, the extreme north of Cameroon, and Central African Republic, central Chad, central and southern Sudan. And some are definitely tied to terrorism, religious with perhaps an ethno-nationalist hue. This is what I think is going on in the CAR. A group called the Seleka, which is Bango, one of the languages spoken in that country, for coalition, took control briefly in 2013 before they were ousted in September when their leader, Michael Djotodia, became president. The Seleka then went on a killing rampage across the country, leading to UN and French interventions. For the record, the Seleka were largely Muslim in a nation that is largely Christian. As an aside, I do talk more about these characters in my third book, The Lesser Jihads. Christian fighters who call themselves anti-Balaka, and Balaka means invincible in Sango, rose to fight the Seleka. As of today, according to the Council on Foreign Relations, ex-Seleka and anti-Balaka militias, along with hundreds of other localized groups, operate openly and control as much as two-thirds of the CAR's territory. Quote, numerous attacks have also been carried out against UN peacekeepers and humanitarian workers. 15 peacekeepers were killed in the CAR in 2017, and 6 peacekeepers were killed in attacks by various armed groups in 2018. End quote. As often happens when rivals of different religions clash, places of worship are targeted. On this day in 2014, members of the Seleka threw grenades before shooting indiscriminately at the Church of Fatima in the capital Bangui, killing at least 11 people. The attack on the church followed hours of fighting in the neighborhood of Bangui. Eyewitnesses said that those inside the Catholic Church were seeking shelter from the clashes. Whatever happened to churches or places of worship as sanctuary? Has no one ever seen film versions of Victor Hugo's Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.